Hello and welcome to The Free Thinking Human. This is the freethinkinghuman.com's podcast. My name is Kale and I'm your host. Today's topic is about positivity. But before we get into that, we want to welcome all of the wonderful listeners out there. And we're going to begin with, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, which is that's a probability because we are fairly new to podcasting and the blog is fairly new too. We've been around since January 2019 and we have several blogs out there all along the lines of science and tech and positivity. So before we begin, we're going to tell you a bit about who we are and what we do. We are a group of young people from Canada who believe that negativity is rampant and normalized, and we feel this is having a drastic effect on society. We were actually, we were saddened to hear about Kevin Hart. He's been in an accident about a week ago. We want to give him a quick shout out because we love his content. We think he's a genuine guy. I don't know Kevin, but he comes across as a very genuine individual, very real. He has quite the history behind him. He was able to overcome a lot of things in his past. And we tweeted him the other day. It was a clip from the Joe Rogan podcast with him on it. And he speaks about positivity and how it's not cool. If you follow us on Twitter, go ahead and check out that tweet. We'll throw it up on the blog too. We found it very inspiring and of course, it's Kevin Hart, so it's hilarious, right? So, back on the topic about who we are. We are wise enough to realize that all we can do is to control ourselves and our own outlook and bring some positive vibes through our website and our podcast and into your homes, your cars, your earbuds, etc. So thank you. First off, thank you very much for joining us. We love getting new listeners and new followers. So thank you. If you are a return listener, welcome back. And we love knowing that we're decent enough that people are going to follow us. So our topic today is positivity. We're going to quickly go into, first off, hardships in life. As much as our brand is about being positive, we are realists and we realize that there are some horrible atrocities that are happening around the globe. But what the mainstream news doesn't touch on is the good things, because they don't sell, right? The mainstream media was, especially the news in particular, was really based on informing the public about things that they should be aware of or things that someone somewhere felt they should be aware of. And now we believe that has evolved into fixating strictly on the negative when there are really good things happening around the globe all the time. We blogged in the past about something called psychoneuroimmunology, which is the study of psychology, neurology, and immunology all mashed up into one study. It's very real and it's not really well known. What the study goes into is the effects of stress on the human body, the physiological effects of stress on the human body, and that how being stressed out can have a severe effect on your well-being, okay? You may have heard something, someone mentioned it to me the other day. I thought that is such a good term, work sick, you know, where you hate your job, you hate your life, that's all you can fixate on, okay? We think that's very prevalent, and we want to question right now in the hopes of making people think, is what happens when society has become so negative that is normal, where it's expected that you're to do things a certain way, and if you're overly happy, something's wrong with that guy or girl, a woman, man, trans, not to be gender biased, but anybody. Do we look at people who are positive and happy under a different light, or think that there's something, you know, they're on happy pills or something? And is that who we are? Is that who we were thousands of years ago? You know, even in the history books, there's documented evidence of very severe things that have happened throughout history, and hardships, illnesses, famines, and plagues, okay? Dictatorships who have done atrocious things to civilizations. But in today's day and age, with the technology that's out there, with the things that we have available for us, healthcare and education, all these things that really can help us sustain not just the earth, but ourselves, But it seems as though both of those things are not being sustained. And we question why that is. What can we do about it for ourselves? At the beginning of the podcast, when we introduce ourselves, that's one of the things we're proud about, is that we're wise enough to realize that the only thing that we can control in life is ourselves. And we realize that we can't control anyone else or anything else. Now, do we live in a society that teaches us that we can? Or that if we can't outright control them, can or should we manipulate them? What is reality TV? I don't know if any of our listeners out there right now are old enough to remember the world before Survivor. The TV show Survivor. It was a completely different world. Okay, there were still hardships. There was still bad stuff going on. But it, to me, anyways, I didn't find that people were that manipulative or that afraid of people. They call it reality TV. So I question that. I really do. Because then after that, you had Big Brother and all these other reality TV shows that really put us against each other. And we viewed it as entertainment. We viewed it as innocent. Did that have an effect on us? And I'll bring up something else. Science proves that your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between what you watch on TV from what is actually going on in your current reality that you're experiencing in your environment that you're in physically. So if that's the case, and we watch something like that for entertainment, what are we teaching our conscious mind? Now, to go further with that, there's a doctor by the name of, well, there's two that we follow quite closely. We're very big fans of them, Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Joe Dispenza. And what they have both said, each, is something by the name of mirror neurons. What environment you're in or who you hang around with will start to change your mind. Not like change your mind, like, should I have ice cream? No, I'm going to have pie. I mean, literally start to change brain cells and you will adapt, evolve into your environment and those that you hang out with. So we question if that's true. And if what we just said was true, then if we're watching certain things for entertainment, will we become that? I think that's very important to bring to light because nobody's really speaking about, is there a possible correlation? What about the negativity, the manipulating, the backstabbing, this stuff that's fueled by ego instead of, you know, having a proudly diverse society that supports one another and realizes that we're all just out to help each other. And if we did that, if each person on the planet did one good deed a day, that's 7.6 billion good deeds in one day. Let me, oh, just one sec. I'm going to crunch the numbers here quickly. Okay. I got my trusted calculator here. I'm aging myself. That's 2,774,000,000 good deeds that could happen in a year's time if each of us around the globe, 7.6 billion people, did one good deed for somebody else every day. Now, you take that number. If there are numbers people out there, you take that number and tell me that it's not possible to change the world, please. 2,774,000,000 good deeds in a year. Times that by five. My calculator doesn't have that much room. Wait. Hang on, maybe it does. No, it doesn't have that much room. It is possible to change this world, but we need to start with ourselves and we need to realize that it starts with ourselves. And we've talked about this in the past. We use the hashtag less division, more vision. And we think that's critical that we bring awareness to this. That if you're sick and tired of something in the world, stop bitching about it. Fill that gap, okay? Find the gap and fill it up. If you're sick of hatred, throw some love out there. When you have an opportunity to show love, do it. And the more people that does that, the easier we will be able to change this world for the better. So hashtag less division, more vision, and tag us in it too if you want. We would absolutely love to see that spread. Tweet us, do whatever. We're on Instagram. live.freely.tfth. You do that too. Twitter is @tfth. So let's go into mistakes. Mistakes are natural. Everybody makes mistakes. It's how we learn, right? Fail. They say what fail stands for is first attempt in learning. And if you think about that, there's motivational speakers that talk about this stuff all the time. How'd you learn how to walk, right? There's not one baby out there that was birthed and got up and started walking around. You fell down a bunch. When you learned how to ride a bike, it took time. It took perseverance. It took resilience. It took inner strength and outer strength, but you were able to do it, right? Very hard, though, to accomplish either of those tasks if you're told you can't do it by somebody else. Why did that start? If that's true, there's a term, there's a psychology term for that as well. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I'll have to look it up. For teachers or parents or any of that kind of thing, if you teach the child that they can't do something, they will believe wholeheartedly that they can't do it and they won't even attempt it. So when we talk about positivity, are we holding ourselves back? Are we holding future generations back by teaching them subtly and silently that negativity is normal? Because negativity is normal. But negativity is not all that's normal. The universe is all about balance. Without what's the opposite of negativity is positivity. There needs to be balance. We need to be able to fight. That's what makes us strong, is those bad days, right? On the opposite side of that, we need to be positive enough and have belief in ourselves to know that we are able to change the world or our own lives. Balance is key in the universe, and balance is key within ourselves to better ourselves. That's what perception is. If we don't have the perception that we can make a difference for ourselves, then who's controlling us? That is something to think about. If your perception is that you are weak and you cannot control your own life, then who's at the wheel driving your life? That's why we were floored. That's why we tweeted Kevin Hart, and I hope he gets it. And I think that clip about him talking about positivity and what happened to him with a fan would really, it made me smile, okay? And he raised some really good points recording that clip. If our perception doesn't include some type of success, how will we ever reach success? How will we ever become successful? I think that's a pretty strong point too, because perception that is out there is that it's just the way it is. You hear it all the time. We blogged about something in the past called the Protestant work ethic, and that was coined in the early 1900s, around the turn of the century, with some mainstream religions and the industrial era, okay, where people were taught that there was something different between you and the successful ones, and that altered perception for an entire society. If you haven't heard of that, I'll say it again. That is the Protestant work ethic. Google it, research it. Make sure you Google that or check it out on YouTube. In July 22nd, you can find it under Opinion Spirituality or Feel Good about manifesting your best life. And we blogged about Dana White, and we posted a video from YouTube by the Mulligan brothers, who go into Dana White's story uncensored. So if there's some cursing and swearing and some things not for kids there, so little warning there if you watch it. And then we post about Dr. Joe Dispenza, and we go into something called quantum entanglement, which we believe it's very important for us to realize, because we're made of those things. Back in July 10th, under the tabs Opinion, Spirituality, Health, or Free Thinking, the title of the blog is Are You Limiting Yourself? And we talk about creating abundant, and that if we have the perception that we can become successful, then we will become successful. Not that it's easy. And I think that's very important to decipher that, is that just because you believe something is possible does not mean it's going to be easy. We blogged not just this one, but another post from Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, who says that's where the lyrics of one of his songs come from, when he talks about if you have the ability to, I'm paraphrasing, I'm definitely not a rapper, but if you have the ability to dream something, you know, that's good. But the bigger the dream, open your eyes and see what it's going to take to attain that dream. The bigger your ambitions, the more work you're going to have to put in, the more space, the more time you're going to have to take up to attain whatever it is you're trying to manifest in your life. So back to this blog on July 10th, Are You Limiting Yourself? That's where we posted this video from the University of Amsterdam. It's the second one we posted here, and we found it very, we want to bring that up. up because of this positivity topic today. But what we're going to finish off by saying is that if you're down and out, hang in there. We believe in you. We have faith in you. You make a difference. And we want to say thank you very much for joining us. If you haven't checked out our last blog, so we've been on the topic of vibrational frequencies for quite a while. And at first we went into the chi and the ki and prana. We threw up some videos that were quite dated, but very eye-opening and kind of cool. If they're pretty out there though. Definitely entertaining. And then we got into some more serious stuff. We posted some videos of, I forget what the doctor's name is. He goes into biophotons. If you haven't checked out the last one, check it out. If you're into science and technology or free energy or anything like that, and you haven't heard of the name Edward Lead Scanlon or the Coral Castle in Homestead, Florida, go ahead, Google that and YouTube it. Check out our blogs. The last blog that we posted about was the Bible somehow used to create the Coral Castle? And we found a video. Edward Lead Scanlon, he wrote some books, and the belief is that they're written in code because he was a really peculiar man. And a lot of people have been trying to break this code. His books are written on every other page. And what the belief is that that's the spot for the reader to try to decipher the code and put the code or their what they believe it would be on that page, on the blank pages. There's an author by the name of Roberta Ruth Hill. We've tweeted her when we posted this up because I think it's very important to let her know her work is seen. And we think it's really cool. It takes Bible scriptures. I've never seen this kind of interpretation of the Bible before. I realize this is a free thinking thing, so there's not religious people, but this isn't religious. This is deciphering the Bible into a scientific way, which we think is really cool. She goes in the book of Revelation and all this kind of stuff, and that perhaps these numbers that were written in the Bible were scientific in nature. So if you're curious about any of that kind of thing, go ahead and check it out. We posted it September 22nd. That was yesterday. And we hope you enjoy it. Feel free to email us and tell us what you think about that at host@thefreethinkinghuman.com. If you are wanting to be interviewed or you have something that you would like us to blog about or write on, or you want to, I don't know, you want to let us know, go ahead and email us, host@thefreethinkinghuman.com. You can always check out our Buzzsprout. We are on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, and we should be getting on TuneIn very, very shortly. We are also on Buzzsprout at tfth.buzzsprout.com. Hit up our Twitter at AKATFTH. We're on there daily. And Instagram is live.freely.tfth. And keep learning, stay positive, make the world a better place, and always think free, live freely. Thank you.